Welcome to Banner J B-Roll, our internal podcast giving you a small glimpse into what's been happening within our content powerhouse and a chance to meet colleagues across the business. I'm Yeye and I'm joined by co-host Emily.
To kick off the second episode, we are excited to introduce you to our first guest, Edouard Mink, ESG Director at Banner J. Welcome to Banner J B-Roll.
So hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. So what ESG means, it means environment, social, and governance. And these are three criteria that are used to evaluate the sustainability and the ethical impact of a company, of our business. And more importantly, they have become very important in the past few years and will increase their importance for all stakeholders of companies, which are civil society, the NGOs, clients, investors, suppliers, government and regulation, and of course, our talent. So it's a huge shift. We used to think about the company through its financial statements, its products, its audience. Now we all have to consider that a company also has a responsibility and has impacts towards the society, the climate, the people. And for me, that's what ESG is about.
And what obligations does the CSRD bring specifically? How are we impacted if we fall short of these?
So CSRD means Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. It's a new European policy, and it directly aligns the EU commitments toward the Paris Climate Agreement that were adopted in 2015. The objective of this EU directive is to push companies towards a more sustainable future and to give their consumers and their investors the right to know all the non-financial impacts of medium and large companies. So what it means for us at Banner J is a lot of work, it's true, a lot of information, policies that we need to prepare, to write, to put in place, and also to report. And this is important for all the ESG components on the environment, social, and the governance. So it's a huge revolution for companies and a huge revolution for us, because we all will have to set targets for our ESG transformation. And if I take one example from the environment side, targets must be in line with the Paris Climate Agreement, which means that our target needs to be very ambitious. At the Paris Protocol, the aim is to limit global warming to 1.5 Celsius in 2030 and to be carbon neutral in 2050. So us, like all our peers, our clients, and all the other companies, will have to set very ambitious targets. It's not only for European companies, even though it's a European directive, it's also for all the revenue that non-European company will do in Europe. To take an example, Netflix will need to comply with this CSRD, this new directive, for all the business that they do in the European Union. So it's a European directive, it's a European a new regulation, but even though Europe moves faster and stronger than the rest of the world, it also drives changes, and I'm sure that we will see in the next few years and very rapidly a lot of changes in the other regulation, in the way they report non-financial information to all stakeholders and financial people.
And so, Edouard, you've already kind of touched on this already, but how can these directives influence our ESG priorities at Banner J, and how can the wider business support these goals?
I mean, the directive doesn't directly influence our ESG priorities. It brings more work because it adds to what we want to do a lot of new guidelines and policies and targets and reporting also. But overall, our ESG priorities are, like many of our peers, we want to bring more sustainable production to the market. We want to drive more equality and inclusivity across all our territories, all our countries, all our labels. We want to promote an open culture. These already exist. Science on D is a big driver for ESG. It gives more strength and more ambition to what we already had in this at Banijay. And this is also why I think the employee resource groups are very important among Banijay, among our group. They drive change and they drive engagement within all our talents and our countries. And I think they are very, very important. We are lucky to work in TV production. And TV production is not exactly like the other type of businesses. So it means that everything that we have as strategy off screen means that we also need to have a strategy on screen. We have a role, we have hundreds of millions of people who watch our shows every year across the world. And it's also a responsibility, I believe, to consider that it's a way also to drive change and to educate viewers, to educate the audience towards a more sustainable future. So we have an on-screen strategy, we have an off-screen strategy, and I think this is the specificity of what we do at Banijay.
No, that's great. And so can you highlight any initiatives or programs implemented across the group that have had a notable impact?
First of all, there are a lot of initiatives in all Banijay countries and in all our labels. So there is a lot of things that is going on within the group. But I wanted to highlight two initiatives at group level. The first one is Banijay Launch. It was a very interesting program that was created by Sharon Levy, but it's designed as an international initiative. A lot of countries, all of the countries within the Banijay footprint participated in that project. And I think it was it made it very interesting and very different from what we saw outside of our group. The objective was very clear. It's to address gender equality and to bring more women creators to the unscripted formats. There is a big difference between men and women in the industry among format creators, and that was the clear objective of that initiative. It was a great success with more than 500 applications, more than 30 countries that participated in this program. So congratulations to the two winners, Amber Kane and Emily Wilson. And I think that our goal will probably to continue that great initiative. The other program that I wanted to highlight on initiative is the work that we do currently with a consulting firm called 3Degrees. We have been working with them for a little bit more than a year, and they are helping us measure our carbon footprint across all over the group. And they have done a great job, and a lot of people among the group has worked on that project, which is very, very important. So congratulations to them, and thank you to everyone who worked on that. And we will also continue to work with 3Degrees for the next step, which will be the decarbonization strategy that we need to put in place following the CSRD requirements.
And then looking ahead, what trends do you foresee in the development of ESG standards and practices?
There are a lot of trends, but there's one I want to highlight. Because if you buy a new car, you have a choice as a consumer between an electric, a hybrid, or a regular car. If you buy your groceries, you also have a choice that you can make, and you can decide whether you want to buy organic or non-organic. For entertainment content, and I'm talking about all types of content, movies, video games, music, books, and of course, TV programs, that choice was not really important people didn't make choices between one track on Spotify and another one based on ESG choices. But I think it will change. I think it has already started. And I believe that environment and social consideration will become drivers for choices for the audience. And I think it's a very good thing. It's slow compared to other type of industries, but it will come, and I think it will be a growing trend in the next future.
We'd like to move on to the next part of the podcast, which is called Banerjee in a Bottle. So in this segment, we want to uncover our guests' top tips for making it in the industry. So imagine someone is stranded on the industry island, a bottle washes up on the shore and becomes their only way to make it off the island. What would you write to help steer them to the TV shore?
Isn't that TV and entertainment content is a very powerful media? Very, very powerful, probably the most powerful media. It's part of our shared popular culture. It talks to everyone, it creates to everyone. So my advice would be to be very, very curious. I think it's one of the best quality that someone can have. You need to watch everything. You need to listen to everything. You need to read everything. You need to be conscious of big trends and small trends because since TV talks to everyone, we need to be aware of everything that is going on. So be curious would probably be my number one advice.
Yeah, great advice to pass on for sure. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And it was really great to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
We're thrilled to introduce our second guest for this episode. Joining us today are Anne Losanto and Aude Dubat, format managers at Creative Networks and co-leads of employee resource group Banerjee Green, along with Chloé Rossignol, head of CSR, corporate social responsibility at Love Group. Welcome all.
Thank you.
So can we start with Alma? So can you tell us about the main ambitions and goals of Banerjee Green and what are some of the ways that you're planning to achieve these?
Well, Banerjee Green is an employee group. You know, we come together from across the business, different companies around the world, Banerjee companies, I should say. And we're all kind of like-minded individuals that all care about the environment, and we want to see a positive change in our company. So, you know, we've got people in development, in production, we've got office managers, people in HQ. What we do is we just champion best practice. So we share ideas, case studies, we arrange events and awareness campaigns. But ultimately, our goal is to support the local teams in shifting our culture internally. At the moment, we're really looking for this one big thing to focus on. And those of you who have been with the company for several years may remember the ban on single-use plastics. You can see a huge change from the last few years. You can barely see any single-use plastics, at least on studio production. So we're looking for this one big thing to stand behind as our next goal.
And Aude, if we go over to you, what inspired you to take on the role of co-lead for Banerjee Green?
Well, I was very inspired by Alma, whom I've been working with for a couple of years prior to becoming the co-lead. She's so passionate about it, and she started the Banerjee Green Guidelines. And then I decided to join because it meant that I could go beyond my day-to-day job and connect with colleagues around the world, hopefully work on having a positive impact on our workplace. And with the aggregation of small actions, hopefully have a positive impact on the planet. But the workplace is the first location where we can have an impact through the ERGs. And I think this is what's appealing in these groups. It's a grassroots level initiative. And it's something that we volunteer to do. We volunteer to join and spend a little bit of our time putting together some actions and sharing together the initiatives that we put together.
For those that are listening in, how can they take part in the group?
Well, people can start by reaching out to us to be included in our monthly calls. So we get updates on what's going on at corporate level, on the ESG front, but we also get updates from what's going on in the various offices. So everyone has a different outlook on the topic of sustainability in the workplace. And we are also looking for ambassadors for Banerjee Green. So people who want to be local relays and champion these topics in their local offices. This is how people can take part. You know, join us, make yourself known. And then if you have a project you want to start locally, be a green ambassador.
Amazing. So yeah, anyone listening, if you want to get involved, if you want to be a champion in your territory, reach out to them. So let's move over to Chloe now. So can you tell us a bit more about your role at Love Group and your collaboration with EcoProd?
So I'm involved in the environmental, social and societal issues in all the group's entities at both strategic and operational levels. And at Banerjee France, I launched the partnership with EcoProd, which is the leading initiative on sustainable film production in France. Let me give you just one important figure. The French audiovisual industry releases 1.7 million tons of CO2 into the atmosphere every year. So as a major player, Banerjee is committed to making its shows cleaner and more responsible. In concrete terms, we've been a member of the association since 2022, and I have been elected to the board of directors alongside major broadcasters and producers. And for the past 2 years, with Valérie Biziot, who has come to help me spread the word, we've been taking the French subsidiaries down the road to eco-production. And our EcoProd annual membership gives us access to a wide range of tools, including the carbon calculator, carbon clap, the label, also a very big pool of eco reference, that's a new job, multiple trainings, also a directory of responsible service providers, and of course, last but not least, advice and monitoring on all our projects.
Sounds like a very big kind of project to be involved with. And so you're working closely with France's production companies. What are some of the key goals you're aiming to achieve in the coming year, especially in terms of promoting sustainable production practices?
This year, we have decided to commit part of our nonfiction programs to the EcoProd label. So it's a great commitment because at Banerjee France, nonfiction represents more than 3,000 hours of programming per year. And also primetime access shows represent more than 2,000 hours or 85% of programs. So emblematic subsidiaries such as H2O or AirProd are well on the way to obtaining the EcoProd label. The label, which is a solid certification scheme based on a freely accessible reference framework that lists 80 actions to be implemented in order to reduce the environmental impact of a show. So it's a big challenge for a daily show, like, for example, Touche pas à mon poste or N'oubliez pas les paroles. But all the teams are working hard to achieve this this beautiful goal.
So we like to end each episode by shining a spotlight on talent in the industry. So now's a chance for each of you to give a B-roll shout out to someone in the industry who has helped you in your career or someone you wish to shine a spotlight on in your team or beyond. Who wants to go first?
I'll start. Last week, Creative Networks has hosted a Heads of Production Exchange in Finland, and our colleagues from Banerjee and Animal Shine discussed how it is to produce in a small market, you know, with the many challenges that they face. And it was truly inspiring to hear their creative thinking and solutions and, you know, how to do more with less. So special shout out to Martti from Banerjee Finland, who is a true Renaissance man. And even though he has a huge priority list, sustainability is on top of that list.
Today, our focus is on green and sustainability, but as a woman for this shout out, I want to say that it's very important in my work to be surrounded by talented and inspiring women. So I want to shout out to Amelia Fisk from Endemol Shine Australia, who's behind the summit and also produces Australian Survivor. I also want to spotlight Florence Fayard from Banerjee Production France, whose format, Good Luck Guys, is K7's rising star of 2023. There are a lot of great ladies working in the adventure genre, and I want to highlight all of them. It's a pleasure to work with them.
I'm thinking of Pervenche Berrier, EcoProd's managing director. She's one of the most committed people I know. And it's thanks to her that I've been able to understand all the issues involved in eco-production in the industry. She's a guiding light in the profession, and so many of us can count on her skills and empathy.
So shout outs to all of these amazing people and talent that we have in the industry. Thank you all so much for taking part in the B-roll.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that's the B-roll. Many thanks to Edouard, Alma, Odes, and Chloe, and to you for listening. We've been your hosts, Yeye and Emily. This show was executive produced by Mariah John Layton, Emily Folgoff, and Yeye Fidaka. We'll be back again soon with our next B-roll episode. Bye for now.